butler, yet casually conferred me on the freedom of the neighbourhood. And so, with the sunshine and the great burst of leaves growing on the trees, just as things grow in fast movies, I had that familiar conviction that life was beginning over again with the summer. There was so much to read, for one thing, and so much fine hell to be pulled down out of the young, breath-giving air. I bought a dozen volumes on banking and credit and investment securities, and they stood on my shelf in red and gold, like new money from the mint, promising to unfold the shining secrets that only the Midas and Morgans and McCains knew. And I had the high intention of reading many other books besides. I was rather literary in college. One year I wrote a series